Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we've got an interesting interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen, and then lastly, we talk muskie fishing with Mike Keyes. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Finally fishing the Lund of your dreams from Hayward Power Sports. Built by fishermen, for fishermen. Catch your limit in a 2019 Lund 1775 Adventure Sport for just $350 a month. This brand new model comes fully loaded with a 90 horse Mercury 4-stroke, fish locator, trolling motor, travel cover, and more. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on an $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out co-host today is none other than Mr. Bob Schuster. Morning, Bob.
Morning, John.
You know, it really started to heat up the last week.
Summer is here, buddy, finally.
And we'll talk about the bug hatch stuff, too, here coming up.
Went from the sting of cold and snow and sleet to the sting of mosquitoes.
Right. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on down the shop. What do you see?
Talking with the number of customers, the panfish bite's been pretty good. The walleye bite's not been terrible. Pike action's been good. Bass action's been good. And I guess I've heard a little bit about muskies. In fact, the other night on Bass League, Shane's dad got a pretty nice tiger.
I know one of my guide friends got five muskies one day out on the lake, but, you know, the panfish been, especially the crappies, they've been in, out, all over the board, shallow water, deep water.
Yeah, I think they're in the skinnies on a number of the lakes because this water temp is finally coming up.
I know we're starting to see some dragonfly hatches coming on, and the other stuff, mayfly here following.
Mayfly hatch soon. In fact, I had heard from a couple folks that were out on some area lakes, and they had seen some mayflies coming up.
Now, I can see them. You can see them on our depth finders and stuff all the time, too, and that is pretty visible with, like, the hummingbird helixes and stuff. I know that.
Oh, yeah, it'll show up the bug hatch. Those things are amazing.
You bet. Well, you know, let's talk about what's going on with you this month. There's a muskie festival. I mean, we're going to be kind of, that'll be into that the next week, right?
Yeah, it's not too far away.
Yeah. We're talking about bass fishing, summer fishing. We get into that summer period, we start getting all these bug hatches. You know, one of the things we can go after is bass. Bass and northern pike. Let's talk about bass right now.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess I would like to say I don't think there's anything that's more fun than top water and for largemouth and smallies, as a matter of fact. And as those bug hatches come out, don't forget to get into some pretty fantastic bluegill and crappie action because they'll hit the poppers and flies and rubber spiders.
Oh, I mean top water on the panfish. Yeah, you bet. Well, you're talking about bass for people. You got any good tips for people on bass as far as finding bass in the summertime? I know you guys got everything they need down here for bass fishing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, you're going to find bass in the wood. You're going to find some that will be under docks. You're going to find a weed rock. They're going to be around some type of coverage. So usually that's a good place to start.
You know, and when do you expect to remove deeper water?
Well, as this water temperature comes up, but I mean, on some of the clear, deeper lakes, it's got a ways to, you know, warm up. And some of the shallower lakes, they'll start to move deeper, you know, the first break or second break.
Yeah, you know, when you get out there in 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 foot of water, throwing a jig or a weighted plastic worm, a lot of people miss that. They head for shallow water right away.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And some of those fish, some of the nicer fish are going to be in that first break.
One of my favorite things when I get out there, like, is a jig worm. And I've used a jig worm, caught bass 25 to 28 feet. I mean,
oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, let's talk about the musky fishing here, summer musky fishing. This is the time of the year to go after in top waters and bucktails.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And even twitch baits or crank baits, it's still a good idea to throw smaller stuff right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, your weed edges and where you got deep drops, look for those fish to be hanging in there.
Yeah, you know, in some places, if your water's warmed up enough, don't overlook big baits. It's a good idea to start small, but it's now warming up.
Yeah, it's just now. So yeah, moving forward, you'll upsize. But as we're recording, I'm hearing reports, as I told you, in Bass League, we had one of our teams out, and he caught a 44-inch tiger muskie on a lizard. So
he had fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, Bob, you know, we're going to take a break right now. I've got an interesting interview coming up with one of the young guides out there. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports features Tracker, America's number one selling aluminum fishing boats. No fishing trip is too much for a 2019 Tracker Targa with a 150-horse Mercury 4-stroke, Lowrance Hook 7-color fish finder, and Minn Kota Power Drive trolling motor. All for just $33,845 or as little as $436 a month. Plus, you get the Tracker Promise, the best factory warranty in the business, and Tracker's no-hassle, no-haggle value pricing coast-to-coast. See Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And myself, John Mary, and helper co-host is Bob Schuster. And Bob, you know, we're getting new guides coming up all the time. I mean, I've been doing it 40 years, and I mean, I don't know how many years I got left yet to do it, but we got new guides showing up, and some of the younger guys. And one of them is Kyle Sorensen. His dad came up here when I came up here, and Kyle's a pretty good fisherman.
Yes, he is. He's a pretty good stick, and he's put his time in to where now he's gathered data to fish a number of these lakes up here and produce fish.
You know, and there's quite a few. It seems like every year now we're getting some. And actually, that's good when we see kids want to get into outdoor jobs, because there's too many other things for them to do now.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, it's good to see them out on the water, which means they're going to be teaching and helping people to catch fish, and that cycle keeps going, John.
Well, let's hear what Kyle had to say, talking to Kyle in that interview, and we come back, we'll have another interview and more on your outdoors. Well, Kyle, I know you're one of the young guides that's getting going up here. You grew up in the Hayward area here. I know I've known your dad for a lot of years. I knew your dad when he was younger than you are right now. He actually helped me out into my outboard shop when I was down in southern Minnesota. But, you know, when did you decide to get into guiding? I know you grew up on the water.
Well, as soon as I could start running a boat, I was in it. And I started guiding as soon as I was able. I started out at the old Walker's Lodge on Spider. And when they shut down, I had to start doing something on my own. So I got myself a little name and started taking people out.
You know, and it's interesting. I know you're one of the guys that a lot of people like me. I came up here and set up as a guide. I was 30-some years old. But your dad was up here. He came up with me, actually, at the same time. And you grew up on this water. So you've been, I know your dad loves the hunting and fish, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I've spent as much time as I can on the water, and it's what makes me happy. And it's also awesome, you know, getting into guiding and seeing other people happy and seeing other people get that great feeling that it's hard to get in other ways, you know.
You know, it's interesting when you said seeing other people happy, because guiding is not just some of the older guides and stuff, I got the impression they treated it was just a job. It's more than a job. I think it's more of a lifestyle, because, number one, it's pretty hard to really make a big living at guiding unless you got something else going on the side. You know, it's just not there as far as money. You'd have to work 7 days a week and then get a bunch of business in the wintertime. But it's more of something that you want to do, something you feel you want to help people out and you want to do things, and it's a lifestyle, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, teaching people how to catch fish and teaching people so that, you know, when they come up on vacation and they come out with me for a day, that way the rest of their vacation they can go out and catch fish, and I always do my best to educate people and create a lasting lesson on how to target certain species and certain conditions.
I know you fish everything. I mean, you cast muskies and fish, but one of your things, it seems to be from looking at your Facebook and stuff, you really like fly rod fishing and going after the rivers.
Yeah, I definitely take a lot of people fly fishing, and I do try to specialize in fishing the rivers. It's a great resource, and there's not a ton of people on it, and it's really nice to get out and have some quality fishing, and going down the rivers, it's scenic, and there's just not a lot of houses on a lot of rivers, and the fish are there, and they're there to be caught.
You go after smallmouth in the rivers, and I know you go after muskies. You like fishing muskies, a fly rod.
Yeah, absolutely. You can catch just about anything in the river on accident, but we generally try to target smallmouth and muskies.
I know what your biggest fish probably is. You want to tell us a little bit how big that fish was on a fly rod and how big a fly rod you caught it on?
Well, I caught a 52-inch muskie at a pretty young age, and it was on a very undersized fly rod. I was targeting bass at the time, and when that big fish hit, it was life-changing. I've definitely been hooked even more so from that point on.
You know, and it's on a 6-weight fly rod, I think that's what it was, right? And that is a challenge just to fight the fish and land the fish.
Yeah, it sure was. And being out by myself was also a challenge, you know, trying to get that big fish in the net with a little, you know, 9-foot fly rod that was extremely undersized was quite the trick. I wish someone had been there to see that.
I wish I had a video of it. It would be kind of cool. But there was a fly fishing opportunity. It's not just fly fishing on the rivers. Let's talk about river fishing up here a little bit. It's not just fly fishing. I mean, you can go out there and you know, everything from bobber fish to, you know, to just jig fishing, a lot of different presentations.
Yeah, there's a great topwater bite in the summer, and there's a lot of guys that run suckers. There's a lot of guys that, I mean, a lot of the rivers are deep enough you can fish bucktails and jerkbaits, and we even jig in some of the holes with like a Bondi bait.
You know, when I ran the resort, we ran a lot of people up in river trips and taking them down like the West Fork of the river. It was kind of funny because you'd take two guys up and they'd be back in it seemed like about 3 hours, which is way too fast, and they come back and say, well, we didn't catch much, and the next guy go up there and they caught 50 fish. And I think it's the biggest thing is that people have to take the time to look at the river, pick it apart, and spend some time fishing it. Don't just paddle through it.
Right, and that's a big thing that a lot of people that come with me, we do really well, because I've got a drift boat, so I can slow us down, and I can even anchor in some cases, and we can focus on the really good spots and brush past the not so good spots.
Interesting thing about river fishing too, and I grew up doing a lot of that too when I was a lot younger, is that you're doing a lot of sight fishing. You're using your eyes and what you can see and trying to analyze things, not necessarily needing a big expensive electronics.
Yeah, absolutely. I very rarely use my electronics on the river, and a lot of those fish, you see them swimming around up shallow and you can see them cruising the river banks, and getting them on top water is really cool too. You do get a lot of very visual strikes.
Kyle, what kind of tips can you give people as far as finding fish in rivers? What should they be looking for out there?
A lot of your situations are current related, so current seams, where the current speeds up or slows down. Obviously, anywhere with deep enough water for the fish to be hiding is a great spot to try them.
You know, and it matters whether you've had a rain and you've got high water. And I remember just not too long ago, a muskie opener, I ran to you and I asked if you'd do any good muskie fishing. And you said, yeah, and I do where. And I said, I bet they were up against the bank. And they were, because of high water. You know, it'll move the fish and position them, it seems like.
Yeah, when the water gets high, a lot of the fish will get close to the bank, and they're trying to seek shelter from that current. So that's another way you can pattern them, is you can find areas where they're sheltering from the current. And it's very, very easy to pick those spots out once you learn to recognize them.
I want to talk a bit about trout fishing, too. I mean, that's something we just don't hear a lot about around Hayward. It's always a muskie or a smallmouth, but there's some pretty decent trout fishing within a short distance of Hayward.
Yeah, there are absolutely some good trout resources, and there's a lot of small creeks that get overlooked. I don't do enough of it, you know, like a lot of guys. But there are definitely resources out there.
I see you with some pretty nice brown trout pictures once in a while, though. So you do a little bit more than a lot of us do, me including me.
Yeah, I do. I spend a lot of time up on the Brule River. I'm sure you know where that is. The Brule is a great resource, and I've been extremely lucky to have some people teach me some really cool spots on that.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I know you fish. How many lakes up here do you fish too?
I fish generally. I've got about a dozen favorite lakes that I try to get really good at and keep up on the patterns on about a dozen lakes. And then I've got five or six rivers that I try to keep up on too.
Yeah, it seems like there's enough work up there for guides. And you're one of the one of the newer guides out there, I guess. I don't know how many years you've been guiding now, you said?
Unofficially, I've been doing it since a very young age, but I've been doing it under my own name for about 4 years.
Yes, you know, and you look at me, I'm getting near the end at 40 years. So anyway, Kyle, want to give out your guide information if somebody wants to contact you for maybe book a guide trip or wants to learn more about river fishing?
Well, you can definitely contact me on Facebook at Finworks Guide Service or Kyle Sorensen, and you can give me a call at 715-558-8911.
Kyle, I want to thank you very much, and we'd hope to get you on the radio here as much as we can.
Thank you, John.
Well, it was interesting listening to him. We do need to take another break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. So we come back, we've got an interview with Mike Keyes from Keyes Outdoors. This is an older interview, but it's a really interesting interview on muskies. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine. They're located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is the local Evan Rude Johnson authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore stations. Need a boat or pontoon for a few days? Call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with mechanics on duty Monday through Saturday.
Call Earl's Marine today at 634-4783. The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check and Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle. 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping call us today is Bob Schuster. And Bob, you know, we've seen so much of a change in muskie. I mean, you've been in this tackle business how many years now?
A long time.
Longer than you could count, right?
Yeah, no, it's been, and it's been rewarding, though, but yeah, 40-plus years.
And how much of a change have you seen in the sport of muskie fishing? There's been certain things that have changed a lot, and muskie fishing has changed tremendously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the offerings of just, say, bucktails and then plastics and then today's lines that are built out there and the reels that are built and the rods, just in gear alone, is it's night and day.
Yeah, way more selections on lures, and we had very little available 50 years ago, but nowadays in honesty, because these fish have seen it, they've been caught and released. Before, they didn't get caught and released. They've been caught and released. They learn stuff. They, colors make a difference. Duval baits that come out are hot, and then that bait fades off. You've seen that, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. And then it's the way you work that bait. Your cadence, will make a big difference sometimes on whether you're catching fish or not.
Well, there's been a bunch of TV stuff done and outdoor media and stuff. One of the guys that's done a lot of stuff is Mike Keyes from Keyes Outdoors, and he pretty much focuses on muskies. Let's hear what he had to say. We'll come back with a wrap-up on the show. We're talking to Mike Keyes. Mike, muskie fishing seems to be a pretty solid sport, growing bigger all the time.
It is. It's amazing. It's definitely an increase of people that are coming in both men and women, as far as youngsters coming in. So the future looks really promising for sure.
And the fish have gotten a lot bigger too.
The fish have gotten a lot bigger, and that's because of the management programs that we have, groups like Muskies Inc., DNR that work hand in hand with sportsmen like us on getting size limits. That's the kind of things that we have to work together on, because it is our future, and putting these size limits on mean that these fish have a better chance, better survival rate, because they are harder to catch, a 50-inch fish. Therefore, you're going to catch a lot more of those mid-40 fish that used to be caught and taken and killed are no longer that. They're put back into the system.
Well, I'm glad to hear you talk that way, because, I've been promoting that, working together and trying to get together in clubs and groups and everything like that for 20-some years now, and we're finally seeing it all coming together, I think.
We are, and I think a lot of it is it's awareness and it's education. And it's getting people to listen to your story, and it's working hand in hand with the DNR of the states, whether you're in Wisconsin, Minnesota, the upper Midwest, Muskie Water Range. It's getting those chapters of Muskies Inc. to work with the DNRs of those states. And if we all work together and have the common goal, well, now we're seeing the benefits of what it can provide us.
And also we've grown in the number of waters available to fish. How many states out of the 50 have muskies?
And I know that I've filmed in probably 12 states right now, and that's not counting, Canada isn't a state, but now with the hybrids that are out west, I think we're seeing now some lakes that I've been aware of that used to stock just tigers are now making that change to the muskie as well. So it's growing.
I've even heard they got one good muskie lake in New Mexico.
They do, and that's something that I want to get out and experience. It's on my bucket list for sure, is to get out west.
Well, I know you're an avid muskie fisherman too, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here. One,
guys that want to get into the sport of muskie fishing, what do you recommend? How do they start out?
You know, I would say that the best way to start out would be to join a club like Muskies Inc. And there's other clubs out there as well. And the reason why I say that is because you being a newcomer into it, you're going to, with that club environment, you're going to get able to hobnob and shake hands with people that have been doing it. And the camaraderie there, they're more than willing to take new people out and show them what they've learned, that experience. So it's going to take the learning curve out of it, and it's going to, you know, get you on your game and get you into the sport a lot more quicker with less the hassle and trial and error.
You know, they used to call it the fish at 10,000 casts, I believe, and you know, you might come close to that as a beginner if you don't learn things first. But I'll tell you, as you learn, you radically reduce that time to take to catch a fish. They're not that hard to catch sometimes.
At times they can be. At times they're the fish of 30,000 casts.
It seems that way.
But at other times it can be very effective. And it, again, it's the knowledge. We've come so long, so far ahead in our technology and electronics. And, you know, hey, listen, the information's out there for people to learn a lot quicker because it's no more a trial and error. These are proven tactics that work. And why not learn from somebody experienced like yourself that's been out on the water? Why not learn from that person? Wouldn't you rather learn from somebody who's done it and has been successful at it, or instead just go out and fumble around and hopefully you discover it?
Yeah, there's a lot of good guides out there, a lot of good pro fishermen, a lot of video, a lot of different information out there. When it comes to catching the real big fish, once a guy gets into it, he wants to catch a big fish. Now it becomes a little bit different because you have to be in the right water, in the right places, doing the right things for a bigger fish.
Absolutely. I mean, and that is definitely a pattern, whether you're a fisherman or a hunter. You know, you want to shoot big whitetail deer, you got to go to where big whitetail deer live. You know, if you want to hunt big muskies, you got to go to big fish water. And so it's no different, and that information's out there. A guy's just got to sit down, and in the age that we live in of technology, it's easier to resource all of that information and put it together.
Well, it's interesting listening to him, you know, and talking about other things out there, you know, summer smallmouth bass fishing. I keep talking about that here, but that's one of the things that you could actually get pretty consistent action out of is the smallies in the summertime.
You certainly can, and on a lot of our deep, clear lakes around Couderay, Grindstone, Whitefish, you can find, you know, Eau Claire chain, you can find some pretty good-sized fish, and I'll tell you what, you get a 4 or 5 pound smallmouth on, and you got a battle.
You know, and one thing, too, is a smallmouth. Everybody thinks about going deep after them, going deep. No, you don't need it. They'll be a lot of times up high in that water column, and they will come up 8, 10, 12 feet after a lure, almost at the surface or on the surface.
I've had that happen, especially running top water, but you're right, John. And evening time, they'll come up on mid-lake humps and start cruising the shoreline. So you don't have to look for them in 30 foot of water.
Yeah, you know, and you can kind of sometimes see action going on. If you start seeing minnows busting the surface, or we had that the other night, we got into it too late. We caught, some walleye, but minnows busting the surface, you know, bugs coming up, and things that you can see the activity on top of the water tells me, I start thinking about throwing a twitching minnow bait or a topwater.
Sure, and you want to start moving towards that area where you're seeing that surface moving on, and you will
anybody's looking for getting out, I know we'll stop at Hayward Bait here. You guys have got Hayward Bait and Bottle. You got just about anything that anybody could use for the outdoors.
Yeah, we do, John, and a good staff that can help the folks out locating fish.
You know, and just tips. I mean, you got guides working in here, and you've got guide cards in here, and lake maps, and there seems like you got about everything.
Close to it.
Bob, I want to thank you for coming in here, and I want to remind people that if you miss a radio show, it'll be up within a couple days. It'll be up on our website at wnoradio.net, and from there it'll link you through to our podcast site, or you can go to Spotify. It's on the internet, on my YouTube page, everywhere.
Thanks, John. Hope to see you on the water.
You bet. You too. Oh, thanks. And folks, tune in again next week for another interesting show.
With me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.